This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who's out in the garden for Mother's Day? Raise your hand. Not both hands if you're driving. Who's out in the garden? Get out in the garden. This is the greatest gift you can get. Get out with Mama Nature.
Okay, what? Hold on what? A second. Hold on what? A second. There's a problem with your question from the beginning. I'm going to be like a scientist right now.
Oh, dude. Okay. Really?
You can't ask somebody,
right,
who's out in the garden for Mother's Day, but don't raise both hands if you're driving. Now,
listen,
I suppose you could be driving through the garden.
It's possible if it's big enough.
I suppose.
Could be on the tractor. Could happen.
That's a stretch, though. That's
okay.
Stretch.
Listen to you, Mr. Literal, the literal man. All right. Well, listen, I know that the Northern American Hemisphere and everybody in the Northern Hemisphere is probably catching up now on gardening if you're not south as I am, where you could have had it going year-round. And, I sometimes I'll do pictures of the stuff I'll pick from the garden. One of my favorites is these little banana peppers. They're sweet peppers, and decided to basically save all the seeds from one batch and plant them to kind of sprout them. And I'm looking every day. I'm like anxiously looking, like an expectant father, right? Very excited when the sprout comes through. And, just yesterday in the morning, nothing. I go back an hour later, and the sprout had sprung up. It was like, whoa, you weren't there an hour ago. 2 hours, it's fully out there and it's trying to absorb the sun. So I'm like, oh man, this is great. This is the first one. Nothing else has risen. I probably planted about 50 or 60 of those seeds to see which one would go. This one wanted to live. This one's like, I'm here. It's like baby Groot. You're like, here I am, super cute. You love me already. You know you do. So I was like, all right. I plucked it out gently, safely, lovingly, put it into another pot and it's already up and happy absorbing the sun here on Mother's Day. So anyway, that's the fun stuff. And some people talk about if you're kind of bummed out and depressed, if you're not around or near your mother, or if you're a mom, not around your parents, your kids, your grandkids, get out there in the garden. Super Don, I've challenged you to plant one thing. Have you done it yet? Just one thing. Just plant one thing.
I planted my butt in this chair.
There you go again, planting your butt. That's not what I want you to plant. Unless you want to plant some coffee in that butt, that's another story.
No. Yeah, you know what? It'd be interesting to grow coffee, though. But see, I don't think
butt?
You can really do that here, can you?
When coffee is growing out my butt. No, that's not. You can try.
For real? Oh, I think that would be kind of cool.
All right. Try to get a bean to sprout, a coffee bean to sprout. It would be interesting to hear. It's something you'd be motivated to do. I agree.
Different, for sure.
So it's something. Anyway, what about Zika virus sprouting? How's that doing in Brazil? We've talked about the bogus nature of that emergency other than it being the dumping of larvicide in the water. But here we are 2+ years later. They're scratching their heads. I speak about this a lot in my lectures to show people how much fake science is out there. And it's just stunning when they go, well, we have just as much Zika this year as we did last year, but no microcephaly. Why? Well, maybe it's because we need co-infections. We need chikungunya. We need dengue. I mean, it's just like ultimately it's nonsense. Now the claim is, well, the emergency is over because of herd immunity. Herd immunity. By the way, did they have a Zika vaccine yet? Did they have a Zika vaccine? Anybody down there vaccinated with Zika?
They tried.
No, they didn't. They
well, they
couldn't
did.
Even
they
try.
They made an attempt at it, but, it was
there
like,
was no vaccine. No, they had no vaccine. None. So they say herd immunity. Okay, well, this will acknowledge the one thing that we will acknowledge related to the so-called herd immunity. If an infection arises in a community, it can burn itself out. It's got nowhere else to go. That's in nature. That's in nature. That's not duplicated by artificial induction of antibodies, because the immune system is so much more complex than just the production of an antibody. But these dunderheaded immunologists who are paid good money to come up with ideas why people have vaccine deficiencies, they are paid not to see this stuff, just like the news people and the mainstream media. They're paid good money not to recognize anything that makes sense. Just read what's on the teleprompter. And so the number of cases dropped 95% between January and April. Of what? Well, they say of Zika. But what does Zika do? Really, from 1947 till a couple of years ago, it did nothing, and then they said it does everything. Not only by mosquitoes, but now it's sexually transmitted. It's the new HIV, despite there being no such thing as an HIV test in reality. And so they're saying, well, it could still come back, though, because there could be new people moving in. The herd immunity will wane, right? This is their argument. Never acknowledging the fact that they were dumping larvicide into the water supply in Brazil where these microcephaly cases were happening, the birth defect, due to a larvicide that has a known side effect, if you will, of this specific birth defect. But they can't acknowledge that. They acknowledge that the emergency is over, but look out, it could come back. We still need $1 billion for vaccines. That's where they're going here, Super D. And I don't want to say I'm tired of it, because it's like, what do you expect from them? But I just hope it's falling on deaf ears at this point, or ears that hear it and go, dismissed. Take that propaganda elsewhere. I'm not buying it. Because it was a lie from the start. It's still a lie. Zika did not cause microcephaly. Selenium deficiencies can result in viral activation of any and all kinds, not least of which stuff that spews out from your cells inside, not what you have to catch. But if you drink larvicide and you're pregnant, you're asking for trouble. There might not be enough selenium and chromium in your system to protect against the toxic poison that you're ingesting. Do I need to say any more, Super D? Any more? I will.
No, okay. I mean, you know, according to this, it's now over. They've declared that the emergency's over. So, you know, they did what they could do with Zika, and it kind of fell flat, like it's happened with all the other epidemic, pandemic emergencies that they've got. So we'll just wait for the next one that's on the horizon, right?
Okay. All right. So great controversy in measles then. Let's go to Minnesota.
Now that's the real epidemic, pandemic we need to be worried about.
Right. Or is it? It's measles. Measles apparently backed. And according to this headline on NBC News, it's not back because it's a virulent, easy-to-spread scenario. It's because it's, well, people who are afraid of vaccines. They're the cause of it. Right?
It's all coming from Texas, apparently.
Once again, yeah, apparently it's from the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus in Texas, right, who simply say, don't vaccinate foster kids. You don't need to. Parents still have the right to say yay or nay. But here we have this entire media complex that is just bonkers on the issue of vaccines. They can't have a rational discussion or debate. They just have to call you an anti-vaxxer if you simply question the safety or the efficacy. And in case of the Somali community, which if you go back to Somalia and try to analyze and say how many kids, one out of every number of kids had autism. I don't know that they knew. In fact, they don't have a word for autism in the Somali language. That's how common it was. Or in reality, how not there it was. And suddenly they come to America, they get hammered by vaccines, including the MMR, which is the thing that, you know, creates all the controversy, because then they say the delicensed doctor, Andrew Wakefield, fraudulently, he did nothing fraudulently. He pointed out the correlation between these children with novel gastrointestinal inflammation post-vaccination and the presence of the specific strain of the measles that was in the vaccine. He did not say the vaccine caused autism. This is a lie. This is a straw man argument. Get over yourself, mainstream media. Can you report on anything with any degree of integrity? Oh, wait, that's right. You're paid handsomely, some of you, to not report on the truth, to lie. Oh, it's not a lie because I read it on my teleprompter, so it can't be. They just told me to say it. We'll talk to you about Nuremberg a little later. Measles outbreak fueled by vaccine fear sends kids to hospital. Now, the Somali immigrants who don't even have a word for autism suddenly have an autistic rate, if you will, among their children, much higher than the national average. Much higher. And I've met some of these Somalis. I was at the National Health Freedom Coalition, their annual event in the Minnesota area. And we actually had one of the Somalis come and speak with us, talk about what's happening there. And then the parents there, the health freedom advocates, the, you know, those that advocate for the right to say no to vaccines, you know, went to the Somali community and had the audacity to communicate to them the laws about vaccination in Minnesota. The fact that there are exemptions available to them, but they didn't know it because they're coming from authoritarian chaos in Somalia. They don't know that in America, people are supposed to have the right to bodily integrity and not be molested by the government or doctors. They're like, well, you're the authority. We'll do what you say. They're immigrants. What do they know? Now, those that have studied America maybe appreciate freedom more than we do, but they come in, they're vulnerable. Get your shots, you don't come in.
Are you saying the Somali population is liberty naive?
Well, I will say that about certain groups around the country that are here in because they're fleeing right. desperate situations. They're just trying to get out to survive. They don't necessarily know the historical origin of what makes America exceptional, right?
Right.
Now, there are those that have immigrated from around the world, particularly those that lived under the Eastern Bloc in Europe, so former Soviet Russia and East Germany. Those people appreciate what makes this country great and why it's in decline as they shake their heads and go, I can't believe you Americans don't understand what's happening here. And our uber liberals can't seem to conceive of the fact that, you know, the idea that the government can own and control your children is a form of fascism, much less this push for mandatory vaccinations is fascism, medical. But of course, when your church is modern medicine, I guess you go, hey, we got the power of government. We can convert everybody. But remember, the real exceptional aspect of these United States is spiritual freedom. I want you to get this through your thick, numbskull head, leftists. Spiritual freedom is what makes America the greatest country on planet Earth. And I say that without reservation. It is the freedom to worship as you see fit, as long as you violate the rights of no one else but you on the political left right now. Again, there are exceptions. Don't, you know, if you're offended by this, I want you to take a look in the mirror and say, why am I offended by what Robert Scott Bell is saying about leftists right now? Because you've adopted the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and you violate the rights of families, of moms and dads and their kids to be free of injectable toxins as mandated by, in theory, by these people that say, oh my gosh, the reason we have measles back here is because of the fear of vaccines. When in fact it's the suppression of the expression of measles through the vaccination and the shedding of the virus from the vaccination that may be largely responsible for what's happening. And the fact that homeopathy, natural medicine, silver hydrosol can neutralize the intensity of a measles infection and get you through it on the other side and you have natural immunity and protection from cancer later in life.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I just updated the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. If you guys want to see a picture, my 83-year-old mom, who goes out dancing, she's known as the queen of West Coast swing in Georgia there and wherever she goes. Check it out, man. She's looking good, doing great, great stuff. And happy Mom's Day to all you moms and grandmoms out there. And I appreciate y'all listening 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof. If you miss a show, GCN has it right afterwards up in their archives, and it's on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio across the pond. I don't know when your mom's day is. It would be called Mum's Day, M-U-M. Happy Mum's Day. And like I said, hug a mother any day of the week because they pretty much deserve it. They do the lion's share of the work in most cultures. So thank you, moms. Now, let's move on to a baffling, that's a good word, baffling. You don't often see baffling, especially when in the mainstream media. But they call it a baffling brain defect. And granted, there's a lot of stuff modern medicine doesn't know, but occasionally the mainstream media puts something good in there about a baffling disease they don't know about when they finally find out that it isn't necessarily in the brain where the source of the problem is, but it's actually in the gut. Yes, indeed. Scientists are now acknowledging more link to the microbiome of the diseases when the microbiome is damaged, imbalanced, somehow in a state of dysfunction or dysregulation. A baffling brain defect is linked to gut bacteria, according to the scientists. Super D, I just like, could this be another I told you so?
You know what? Here's the thing. When they started doing this, and I'd say it's, I don't know, maybe like a couple years ago, was when we first started to see this research coming out where they were just going, oh, my goodness, we've discovered the wheel. We've invented the wheel. Look, it's amazing how the gut is related to this, and it's related to that. And so now I think it'd be, we could play that, like, every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, with the stuff that's coming out here. And in this case, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. This baffling brain disease, They say they haven't found a cure, but they think they may have found a way it could be prevented.
Well, it's interesting, too, because of the measles story we just finished up on last segment. What was Dr. Andrew Wakefield's point? There's something going on
in the gut. Oh, dear. You're not going to. Oh.
No, I have to go back to that. Because the New York Times is acknowledging that most of these strange diseases, and that would include autism spectrum diseases.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Said
go ahead and faint.
And autism. Oh,
I know. I know. But the point is, it's all in the medical literature. They won't read it, and these reporters won't acknowledge it at all. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible here. The New York Times picking up on the microbiome damage, and then, boy, look at this baffling brain disease. How about the damage to the microbiome caused by vaccination? Acknowledged and duplicated numerous times now, the observation that Wakefield made that they, you know, pilloried him, where his last name became a verb. To get Wakefielded was a warning to other doctors. How dare you link vaccines to anything but great health and entry into heaven? Of course, for children who are terminated early, that's not the idea of the way to get to heaven, by injection. But, I mean, this is the kind of disastrous reporting that's done typically in the mainstream media, so it's all the more interesting that the New York Times has this big headline about the microbiome and its relationship when it's altered into a brain baffling brain disease. They say that a certain, I guess what they're calling the brain defect, cerebral cavernous malformations. They say it happens in as many as 1 in 100 people. They don't know about any genetic abnormality. They're trying to figure it out. But some experience like a seizure disorder. Interestingly enough, most seizure disorders are rooted in the gut, not the brain, unless there's a head injury that preceded it, a specific direct hit on the head. And, of course, even then, modern medicine, as much as they're good at triaging people, they don't use natrum sulfuricum, which they should, a homeopathic remedy for brain injury, for concussion, along with arnica. But what about the relationship to the gut? This is very real, and it's an emerging science, yet they're still scratching their heads and going, just we don't get it. This is not right. This shouldn't be happening.
Well, but yeah, I find it interesting that in the process of discovering this, do you see what it is they're saying is the potential treatment?
Oh, of course it's going to be an antibiotic.
Antibiotics followed by a fecal transplant.
Interesting, right? Something you don't need to do. What do we have? We have silver hydrosol followed by a probiotic and no prescription required. Of course, that boots the doctors out of the equation. And look, if you want to invite a doctor into your gut, good luck, the few that understand this, and will do it without destroying you.
Well, hey, you know, all we got to do is, we were talking about this last week, we'll use that new magnetic robot that will gently examine your colon.
So you want the doctor to ride in on that colon machine, right? All right. Maybe, feed the doctor through the colon hydrotherapy machine so they go in and they flush right out so you don't have any lasting damage from a doctor up your bum. All right, folks. I know. Mother's Day. Don't get rude, Robert. We'll see what I can do in the next segment as we assess the influence of environment on cancer. Are you ready?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we're working on some new dates and events coming up. I'm just confirming now that I'm going to be in Central Florida at the March Against Monsanto. I think that's next Saturday, I think, in Orlando, speaking at the event. We're going to be, I think, Lake Eola area, and then walking down to the Dandelion Cafe. Our good friend, who we had on last week from We Are Change Orlando. Remember that, Super D? Super D with me. Did he go off and celebrate Mom's Day without me? Maybe that's what happened. Oh, well. Where did he go? Super D's my movie. He's got grandpa duty. Is it like a dirty diaper explode? We'll have to hear the domestic details when he comes back. But we've got that coming up. There's a lot of other events that are happening. And by the way, that's Justin Harvey was on last week. And there'll be marches against Monsanto all over the country, all over the world, in fact, on that day. Those of you who want to speak up. Of course, my message is about growing your own food. Don't wait for the government to go, oh, yeah, we should have banned that long ago. Or, yeah, we should have labeled that long ago. Screw that. Stop buying it and start eating what you grow. Find farmers that are doing non-GMO. Support them locally. That's a big part of this show as well, wherever you are. RobertScadbell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Yeah, I know, that's too much for some of you, I understand. But you can catch up in the archives at your leisure. Now, one of the biggest, let's say, schisms, do you like that word, schism? Is the schism between materialistic reductionist, that is, those who try to say everything's about molecules and chemicals, to explain disease, to explain health, to explain life and everything, and those who are vitalistic, those who, like homeopaths, naturopaths, I guess the ones that are not trained like medical doctors, vital force, the energy, the subtle life force that, may you want to go into Star Wars Jedi descriptions, fine. The force that it permeates you, that is you, the love, the vitamin L, however you want to call it, that really is the spark that makes, that begets life and sustains life, right? That which leaves when we call somebody and we say they have died. Did they really die or did they transform? Did they move on? It's the physical shell may be still there for a while, but they're gone. The essence of who they really are is energetic, spiritual, okay? And so there's a schism between these two worlds in many areas of life. But you see it play out medically almost, it can be a brutal thing, in fact, because the argument as to whether what I know about healing versus what a medical doctor claims to know about healing, what's in the peer-reviewed literature, it can be a night and day difference. And I'm not saying that all doctors are always wrong any more than I'm saying all homeopaths are always right. But the idea is there's more to life than molecules. But molecules are impacted by the environment in which they're in, as well as genes, genetic expression, impacted by the environment that it's exposed to. Now, the external world, we talk about breathing, is the air clean? Drinking, is the water clean? Eating, is the food clean? And that comes into impact the environment, which is our internal environment, or milieu. That's like, I always think of Inspector Clouseau because I don't do French accents very well. But the environment, the terrain, the milieu. And so this is a concept that is kind of disconnected from much of allopathic reductionist so-called science. They don't want to acknowledge a cause for cancer that is really environmental. They want to always come back to genes, other than acknowledging smoking. Maybe drinking alcohol or being fat or obese. But being fat or obese is not a disease in and of itself. It's a manifestation of overeating or a bioaccumulation of toxins from the external environment brought into the internal environment that you no longer can handle. You no longer can deal with. And so this is a long way around saying there's a story here in Forbes, of all places. Assessing the influence of the environment on cancer. Assessing the influence of the environment. By the way, Super Don, did you have to clean a poopy diaper? What happened to you, my friend?
You know, it's just the gremlins and the internet service every once in a while just like to play with me. So the internet just went down.
It was an environmental factor of maybe a sunspot or something.
Something like that. Solar flare.
No worries.
Global
no worries.
Warming. I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Just want to be sure you're all right. You haven't been, exploded with grandpa poop.
Just at the mercy of internet sometimes.
Okay, all right. Super Don is okay, everybody. He's okay. So I'm waxing poetic, or so I perceive myself to be doing so, Super Don, about the difference between the belief that the environment causes gene manifestation to transform, right? This is epigenetics. The environment impacting gene expression and then, of course, cancer. What is the environmental influence on cancer? And there's this huge article you and I talked about before we got on the air from Forbes about this. But am I correct in saying the entire article is about diminishing the role of the environment, even though they acknowledge that it exists, to say yes. It's not real? It's just sort of – it's there, but it's not there?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is a – it's an opinion piece, okay? And this is from a guy. The author of this is Jeffrey Cabot. And if you take a look at this guy is a he's basically – I would call him a health risk skeptic, okay? He's the author of two books. The first book is Hyping Health Risks.
Mm-hmm.
And the second book is Getting Risk Right, Understanding the Science of Elusive Health Risks. So this guy, he's obviously a scientist with a capital S. And if you look at the article as he goes through, it starts off with a friend of his sent him a link to an article talking about the increased cancer rate in the U.S. being linked to bad environment, and specifically being linked to things like air quality, water quality, things of these nature, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes then through two pages of this article, picking apart all of the data and the methodology, et cetera, of this study that was done that was trying to link instances of cancer, increases of cancer risk based on the air quality and the water quality in these different communities. So you read it, and you read it, and then you got to click on the second page, go to the second page, and wah, 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 blah, 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 blah. And then you finally get to the end of the article. And here's a conclusion that this guy comes to. And this is really, I think, out of reading through all the wonky stuff. When you get to this is kind of revealing as to where this guy is coming from as far as science is concerned. He says that you can't deny that certain aspects of your external environment may play an important role in health. And what he points to is not whether the air that you're breathing is contaminated or has pollutants in it. He doesn't admit or acknowledge the fact that the water that you're drinking might be dirty or have toxins or pollution or things of that nature in it. He points to the availability to have access to playgrounds or be able to buy fresh produce. And so what he does is he takes this study, which to me is like it's common sense. I mean, come on. If you're breathing dirty air, if you're drinking contaminated water, like what? Like in Flint, you know, Michigan, we just saw the thing in Flint, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you know, he doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that that stuff may play a role in the incidence of cancer. It's so, whether you have access to a playground or if you can buy broccoli.
So this is a... This is a defender of the faith. This is an epidemiologist who's defending his faith that, yes, I acknowledge the role of environment, but it's been overblown, right? Except for the smokers out there.
He thinks it's all hype.
Right. It's hype. So that's his bias, I guess, with his books. You can see it there. And if I have a bias, of course, I came from that background, is that cancer is genetic. There's nothing you can do pretty much other than smoking or not smoking, right? And then recognize one day, my gosh, there's a whole other world out there that explains disease, which is why I have the confidence, and you can hear it in my voice, my description and my discussion is about issues like vaccination, not being the ideal, in fact, not even being close to an ideal way to prevent disease, but they actually are precipitating and creating disease like much of what modern medicine does, because it pollutes your environment. It intoxicates and alters your environment. From that healthy balance of now what we talked about last segment, the microbiome, playing a role even in brain health. So if you think about defending the faith, what is the faith? The faith is that modern medicine, I'm a PhD or whatever people you know say they are, like this epidemiologist, that we have a special connection to information that you don't because you're not in the club. And even though there's more information coming out about the impact of the environment on disease, we don't want you to go too far in that direction because you'll start looking at us as irrelevant, largely irrelevant, right. Which they are, except to their relevance in causing disease because of what they've invested in, molecular reductionist nonsense.
That's exactly what this guy is doing, because if when in reading this, he points out the fact that in this study, the authors write in the introduction that breast and prostate cancers are associated with environmental exposures such as ionizing radiation, solvents, and environmental mutagens. So he looks at that and he goes, nah, because this guy is a true believer. He's a Puritan, true believer of scientism, because then he goes and says, well, you know what? Really? No, because in our research, we show that it's more to do with reproductive history, family history, and ethnicity, rather than things like ionizing radiation and environmental toxins.
Right.
He just completely throws that out the door.
Again, your genetic lineage, and that's it. Listen, folks, you know, you can go with that. And this is somewhat of my argument when I say that you worship at church on Sunday or synagogue on Saturday, and the rest of the week you're in the pews at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, because you believe the priestcraft in the church, people like this epidemiologist, who come across as semi-reasonable folks, because he's not yelling and screaming, right? He's trying to make an argument, which I can appreciate that. But what is his argument? It's coming from the defender of the faith, right? That church. If you believe in it, you want to reinforce it, you go to someone like that. And those skeptics who do take it into a really spastic place of defense and screaming at you for pointing out the fact that your environment does impact genetic expression more than the genes you were born with determine everything about whether you're going to get cancer or not. All right, that means you're not a victim. Of course, those who are victims don't listen typically to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is a message of empowerment. Practical steps you can take to reverse your disease or go through life where you no longer have those diseases, and you can dance at 83 like my mom. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'll have you know, this is how good Super Don is with those bumpers. He was playing Mr. Blue Sky long before it got readopted for the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie by ELO. Your bumper music is famous for being just so on. Everybody loves it.
I was ELO before ELO was cool.
Huh? Yeah. No, I was with ELO. I had their records when I was a kid.
I loved them.
Oh, man. One of my favorite bands. So it's kind of fun to see the revitalization with Guardians of the Galaxy, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Not the second one.
No, it's fun. The little Groot opening, oh my, I took the kids, we had a great time. It was just a fun escapist entertainment, as they say. This is, since we've got the Guardians of the Galaxy and we've solved world peace, CNN is covering an outrage, another outrage by Donald Trump.
Ooh, scandal.
Scandal. I mean, dude, this could be impeachable, right? Now we're, because they're, you know, you figure eventually they're going to figure something out on Trump that they're going to get him, they're going to bust him, and it's over for Trump, right? And all you people that love Trump, look out, because Jeannie Most on CNN has really called him. And this was, I think, about some Time magazine journalists sitting down to dinner. Was it a big dinner or an intimate dinner with Trump? Do you know?
It was an intimate candlelit dinner that, look, Trump invited Time magazine over for an interview,
right.
And I don't know what the reason for the interview was, but Time magazine decided to really dig deep and try to find out the dirt on Donald Trump.
Yeah, so CNN reports this, and Jeannie Most is going apoplectic because of the salad serving.
With the salad course, Trump is served what appears to be Thousand Island dressing instead of the creamy vinaigrette for his guests.
Oh, my.
Wow.
What?
Dude, devastating.
Wow.
You know what? The creamy vinaigrette might be healthier than the Thousand Island that Trump gets, so you should be applauding that.
Now, shouldn't we be more concerned if he was served Russian dressing instead of Thousand Island?
Yeah, that is interesting, because isn't that another name for Thousand Island is Russian?
I don't think so. It's different.
No?
Yeah.
It's different?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
But that's, listen, the dressing gate,
yeah,
that wasn't the biggest scandal.
That's not,
next clip.
Wait for dessert. Wait for dessert, my friends. You will not believe what Trump did.
And then the gem, at the dessert course, he gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream with his chocolate cream pie instead of the single scoop for everyone else.
No!
Outrage.
No!
Outrage.
This is CNN.
That's appropriate right there. Oh, my gosh. He got two scoops of ice cream, and the Time reporter's only got one. Hey, listen, Time magazine is a CIA rag. I think they can afford, with all their black ops budgets, an extra scoop of ice cream after dinner when they leave the White House. I sure hope it's organic. Impeachable offense.
That is
hard-hitting
news right there, I'm telling you.
Totally, totally. I mean, listen, this definitely fits into the theme of, you know, global domination that Trump wants, don't you think?
Tweeted one critic, so the whole dominance thing extends to desserts, too?
Like, Trump is an ice cream dominatrix, according to CNN.
So he's got two scoops of ice cream.
Right.
That's exerting dominance over the guests
right.
at the White House.
Well, you know, we've got to divide and conquer. I mean, that's what it is all about, isn't it? The Hegelian dialectic. So it wouldn't be complete, this discussion of Trump's domination, his outrageous behavior, having Thousand Island dressing instead of a creamy, I don't know, what was it, a vinaigrette, right?
Yeah.
And then getting two scoops of ice cream and everybody, you know what? They could have asked for an extra scoop. I think they probably had extra, you Time magazine wussies. If you want an extra scoop, just ask. I don't think they're going to say no. He invited you for dinner.
It didn't stop there. We have another hard-hitting expose on the arrogance of Donald Trump.
Oh, pray tell, what could it be?
Joe Biden has spoken as if he were a member of Ice Cream Addicts Anonymous.
My name is Joe Biden. I love ice cream.
But Joe doesn't have an ice cream parlor named after him in Trump Towers. The president does.
Oh.
What?
What a jerk.
He didn't name his ice cream shop in Trump Tower after Joe Biden? The Russian thing pales in comparison.
So Trump has an ice cream parlor in Trump Tower, his building,
It's
named after him, and that's somehow something that we're supposed to look negatively on? I have a feeling it was there before he was elected president.
Folks, just so you know, this is why the mainstream media is such a great source of information. Why, if you're following it, you're only shortening your lifespan due to unneeded stress about what salad dressing Trump gets to eat, how many scoops of ice cream he might have while meeting with the CIA rag known as Time Magazine and its players to try and get good press. Trump, stop trying to get good press. It ain't going to happen. And you know what? Next time you invite them over, you dump that ice cream sundae on their heads, and particularly those from CNN, who deserve it even more. All right, folks, happy Mother's Day. Take your mom out for some organic raw ice cream. How about that? That would be awesome. We'll be back tomorrow with advanced medicine, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.